Welcome to the Richie Acosta podcast show. First off, I just want to take a second to say thank you for tuning into this channel. With that being said, what you will find on this show is life. Straight up, it's life discussions. Our ups, our downs, the limiting beliefs that stop us and hold us back from creating the life that we desire. I will use myself and others to be able to illustrate and bring awareness and awaken that love that's within all of us. I will share the knowledge that I've learned to be able to achieve massive results and make shifts in my life. In this episode, I'll be talking about fear and scarcity. How is that conversation in your head? What does it look like? Does it sound something like, I'm not good enough? I don't have enough time? I don't have enough money. I can't go after that job. I'm not qualified. I can't be in a relationship. I'm not lovable. I can't go after my dreams. I don't have enough time. I have a family. I have responsibilities. I can't start that new business because I'm a failure. I failed at everything I've ever done. What does that conversation sound like for you? In this episode, we're going to be able to look at those conversations and really be able to see how to move past those limiting beliefs that stop us from creating the life that we desire. If you look back at history, if you look at men and women that have risen above fear and created extraordinary lives for themselves, it's been proven to us. All you got to do is pick up a history book and see. There's examples across countries, continents, of men and women who are extraordinary human beings. Now, why can't I? Who says I can't be extraordinary? Who says I can't create an extraordinary life for myself? However, I can, if I choose to, shift my mindset. And that's what I've begun to do. And that's what I'm here to share with all of you tonight. Let's go back. Actually, before that, I want to take a second and let's talk about someone who I've idolized as a child growing up. I loved watching basketball. And my favorite player in the 90s was Michael Jordan. To me, he was the best basketball player alive. And arguably, he is the best basketball player alive. Most people say that he is the best of all time. Now, when Michael Jordan was in high school, his high school basketball coach, Jordan's sophomore year, told him, you're not good enough to make the varsity team. Sorry, son. You're not good enough. You're cut from the tryouts. Go home. How would that conversation have been for you if your coach told you, hey, you're not good enough. Sorry, you're cut from the basketball team. You know, bye. You can't make it. Because in my head, it would have sounded something like, I'm not good enough. I can't make this team. Fuck basketball. I hate basketball. I'll go pick another sport. Let me go try baseball or football, soccer, or golf, tennis, whatever. How would that conversation have been? Would you have quit right away? Because your coach says, hey, you can't make the team. Would you be like, fuck this up, I'm out. I quit. Would that be the initial response? I'll tell you one thing. Jordan didn't quit. He didn't let those fears, those conversations, you know, drive him crazy in his head. No. Instead, he was motivated. He created a burning desire to want to prove his coach wrong and to prove to his coach that he was the best player in that team. And what did he do? With that desire, with persistence, with commitment, he busted his ass every day. He worked, he practiced day in and day out. And come junior year, guess what? Jordan was on that basketball team. And the rest is history. Jordan goes on to be, you know, the best player of all time. If not the best, arguably one of the best. One of my favorite MJ quotes on fear is, I know fear is an obstacle for some people, but it is an illusion to me. Failure always made me try harder the next time. Let that sink in for a second and really listen to the words that I just said. I know that fear is an obstacle for some people, but it is an illusion to me. Failure always made me try harder the next time. take that on for a day. Try harder. When you fail, try harder. Why don't you take that on? Try that one day. See what happens. When you try harder at something that you failed or you think you failed. Another one that I really love of MJ is the key to success is failure. What? The key to success is failure? Ladies and gentlemen, if you think that you're never going to fail, let me burst that bubble right now. There's no perfect human being in this world. We all fail at some point or another. It is what you do from that failure where you take the lessons learned and take it as an opportunity to learn and be like, why did I fail? What can I do differently next time? Learn from your lessons. When we use that to learn and we use those failures as motivations to keep going, to keep pushing, to not give up, to get committed, then guess what? Coming from that space, everything is possible, including becoming the best basketball player in the world when your high school coach says you're not good enough to make varsity team when you're a sophomore. Yep, that's Michael Jordan. In my life, I would say that at the age of 13 is when that fear conversation, or around there is when that fear conversation first began for me. Up until that point in my life, I had been committed to martial arts. I was competing at a very high level. My father was the first one in my life to teach me that when you have a burning desire and you get committed, I mean really committed, and take massive action, then anything is possible. I started training martial arts at 3 years old. 3, 4, 5, 6. Those first 4 years, never won a championship. My dad would take me to every tournament. We would go different states, cities, whatnot. And I was competing every weekend. But I never won. I remember I must have been 7 years old, I believe. My dad looks at me one day and is like, son, do you want to win? And I looked at him like if he's fucking crazy. And I'm like, yes, of course I want to win. He's like, then you need to get committed. You have to see yourself on that podium. Visualize yourself as being that champion already. See yourself holding the trophy. See yourself winning the matches and get committed. I remember him telling me that and I was like, well, I didn't really understand it at the time. But guess what? He believed in me so much that his confidence grew on me. His desire grew on me. And that desire, it started fueling and fueling. And I got committed. I trained mornings, nights, you know, before and after school, weekends. I was eating, sleeping, dreaming, thinking, shitting. Everything was Taekwondo. 24/7, my life was Taekwondo from the age of 7 to 13. That was my life. And guess what happened? Shifts began to happen. My life started shifting when it came to Taekwondo. Why? Because I put all my thought, focus, and attention on that. And then I took massive action. I practiced every single day, sometimes 2-3 times a day. And I became a state champion. I became a national champion. I became an international champion. For 5-6 years in a row, I didn't lose a match when it was at the state level. I won in the national level, you know, 3-4 years. I won the international level 3 years. So yeah, I was that good. And it all started with that little seed that my dad planted inside of me. Now look how fast and how powerful our thoughts can be. That from that peak in my life, I go from being in the high of my life to a full conversation of fear, doubt, and unworthy. Around that age of 13, 14 years old, my father goes to jail. And that experience brought my whole life crushing down. I quit Taekwondo. I remember starting high school freshman year. I began abusing drugs. Not having my father around started that conversation in my head of I'm not good enough. I started doubting myself. I was second guessing myself. I just felt not enough. Fear was constant in my mind. Scarcity was constant. There was not enough, less than. I made up a belief that in order to fit in with the kids in school, to be liked by other kids, I had to put on that persona of I was a cool guy. I was a party guy. I was the one that always had drugs. I was, you know, the reckless one. Crazy Richie, that was me. Then by the age of 19, both of my parents got kidnapped and killed. What? Snapped out of my life. Having to deal with the emotion, the pain, the sadness, trying to even process that at that age, let alone the conversation of fear that crept into my head because of that experience, and the conversation of fear of not being able to provide for myself. That was a huge conversation. I never worked a day in my life. I was a spoiled brat. My mom and dad did everything for me. So yes, that conversation of how do I provide for myself? I'm not smart enough. I just graduated high school. I'm not an adult. I've never done anything. I've lived a privileged life. I've never had to fend for myself. What am I going to do? I don't know what to do. That was the conversation running in my head. I wasn't living life. I was stuck in the past. And as the years started passing by, my past experience and traumas were handcuffing me, or actually handcuffed myself onto them, to be able to live from a place of pity, of victim, poor me. That was the place that I lived in for 18 years. 18 years I wasted of my life being stuck in my head, being stuck in fear. And for 18 years, when I focused my thoughts on lack of, less than, not enough, unworthy, afraid to make a mistake, then guess what I created over those 18 years in my life? Anger, disconnection, divorce, bankruptcy, feeling unhappiness, emptiness. Those were my experiences. Money that I inherited from my parents, I lost that because I was scared. I didn't know how to manage it. I thought I wasn't smart enough. Yet at the same time, I had evidence that I could go back to in my life, in my youth, and I could be like, look, there it is. That was me. I actually achieved greatness in my life. I was a champion. I competed at the highest level. How did I get there? And I used that evidence to propel me to where I am today in my life. When I lost everything and hit rock bottom financially, I had no money. I was broke. At that moment, I decided to enroll in NYU and move my family at the time from Miami to New York City. I made up a belief in my mind that in order to land a job in the financial markets, I had to graduate from a top university and with good grades. Well, that's exactly what I did. I got so committed that that dummy kid, slacker kid from high school, now a 28, 29-year-old man with a newborn son with his back against a wall, it's either swim or sink. And I wasn't going to sink because another life depended on me. Guess what? I went to NYU. I graduated cum laude. And I rose above my fear of not being smart enough. I looked at that fear. I acknowledged it. And I said, fuck you. I walked right through it. I did whatever it took. Whatever it took to make sure that I walked, that I pushed myself past those fears. And I looked back, and what helped me was commitment and discipline. Having that commitment and discipline that I was able to pull out of my toolbox from my Taekwondo days when I was a child, that commitment and discipline to keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing. That's how I pushed through my fear. Someone who was introduced into my life, not that I've met personally, because I have not, but through books, through audios, who has talked a lot about commitment and discipline and pushing past his fears, is somebody who I respect dearly, is Tony Robbins, the world-renowned coach. If you've ever listened to any of his tapes from the 90s or gone to any of his seminars or, you know, heard a YouTube video or podcast or whatnot, his message is the same about fear. He has this 5 steps that he likes to call, right? And number one is determine your goal. What is the goal that is a must have for you? Because whatever is a must have in your life, like when you get clear in every aspect of your life, you know, relationships, health and fitness, business, career, spirituality, what every area of your life, community, you know, what you like to do for recreation, entertainment, whatnot. When you get clear in everything of your life, what are things that are must have? Write that down. then it becomes easy to get committed behind those things. Whatever it is that you must have in your life, because then you could build that burning desire. And when you have that burning desire inside of you and you get committed, then you could take massive action to be able to generate the results that you want. Step two that Tony talks about is recognizing the excuses. In other words, become aware of your thoughts. Become aware of the limiting beliefs that run you. Become aware of the stories, the bullshit stories that you tell yourself to hold yourself small, to hold yourself back from actually living your best life, from actually living your dream. Become aware of that. Then, step three is adopt that growth mindset. And here's a quote from Tony that he says, "No matter how many mistakes you make or how slow your progress, you're still way ahead of everyone who isn't trying." In other words, just keep striving. Keep taking baby steps every day. As long as you're taking one step forward, put one foot in front of another, you're growing. You're challenging yourself. You're taking yourself on every day. Doesn't matter if you fall, if you fail. Guess what? As children, we would run and play. We would fall. We get back up. We start running again. So that's it. It's that fucking simple. Step four that Tony says is find value in the insight of the pain. Find the valuable insight in the pain. Learn your lessons from pain, from your experiences, whatever hardships, challenges, obstacles that we go through in life, learn from them. They're opportunities to grow. And when you look at it that way and take it as an opportunity to grow, that's where possibility happens. That's where we're able to create what you desire. And the last step is accept that you're going to fail. I already said it with MJ prior to this. He says, failure equals success. Everybody fails. So perfect human being doesn't exist. In our imperfection, we are perfect. Let me say that one more time. In our imperfection, we are perfect. Yeah, we're going to fail. Okay, learn from it. Get back up, dust yourself off, and go for it again. Yeah, I love Tony Robbins. That guy is amazing. What has really worked for me, right, is first become clear. Again, clear on the conversations, the stories, the limiting beliefs. Get clear. Like Tony says, recognize the excuses. When you come from a place of awareness, that's step one for me, is become aware of my thoughts. What I've used to do this and become aware of thoughts is I've taken on meditation as a daily practice. Some days, the minimum I do is 5 minutes. I do from 5 minutes. And on the weekends, I try to go and push myself to 20. Most I've ever done is 30 minutes. But 5 minutes works just fine. 5 minutes of me sitting in silence and just noticing my thoughts racing. If I could do that and then bringing the attention back to my breath. By doing that, then when I'm in my shit and life is happening and I get overwhelmed, I could quickly notice, oh fuck, there goes my fear conversation. There goes the scarcity. Now I can laugh at it and be like, huh, there it is. Look, nah, fuck that. I'm not running down that tube. I've been there. I was actually stuck for 18 years in fear and scarcity. Nope, I'm stepping to the left and I'm letting that thought get out of my mind and I will have a new thought come in. So yeah, step one is become clear. Clear on the conversation, the stories that run your life. For me, it was, I don't measure up to my dad. I don't make enough money. My dad took care of his entire family. I can barely take care of myself. Yeah, those statements right there, that's what I told myself to hold myself small for 18 years. That's all bullshit. I would tell myself that to be right about my limiting belief of not being good enough. Another bullshit. Because guess what? I am good enough. And today I could say that with that confidence because I feel it in my heart. Because I know that I'm good enough. Because I know that I am one badass human being. That when I put my mind to something, I create extraordinary results in my life. I know that I have a heart filled with love to give to everyone in this planet. So yeah, I am good enough. And if today my father resurrected and came from the ground up or the heavens down or whatever you like to believe and just resurrected and looked at me in the face and we had a conversation, I have no doubt in my mind that my father would be like, Richie, I love you, son. You have surpassed all my expectations. You have dealt with every experience, every obstacle, every challenge, every failure with dignity, with grace. I'm proud that you carry my name. I'm proud that you're my son. You're an honorable man. A better man than I was. I have no doubt my father would tell me that, because if the roles were reversed, that's what I would tell my son if I was my father. And today I could speak that into this microphone and say it with confidence because I believe it in my heart. So first step is becoming aware of your limiting beliefs that hold you back from creating the life that you want. Step number two is getting committed. What do you want in your life? What is it that you want? For me, what's important to me is creating a level 10 relationship with my partner, with my girlfriend, who will become my wife very soon, is having a level 10 relationship with my son, having that relationship with my sister and her children and her husband, my brother-in-law, and just having relationships with everyone in my life that matters, that I love, that I care. That's important to me. What else is important to me? Looking good. You know, being slim, being toned. I don't have to be a bodybuilder. No, I don't have to be an athlete in the best shape. No, but I want to grow older in age and be fit where I'm, you know, strong and healthy and my bones don't hurt, my joints don't hurt. So that's important to me. So eating a good diet, eating healthy, drinking water, not abusing alcohol. Those are things I get to do to be able to maintain that, as well as, you know, a workout regimen, get committed to that. So yes, when you get committed and you take action, that's when you could create what it is that you desire. And one thing that, you know, going back to awareness and our thoughts, I'm sure most of you have heard, you know, that saying, you are, you know, whatever you think in you, whatever you think you are, or your thoughts become your reality. You know, it's little sayings like that. I've heard that. Your thoughts become your reality. Think about that. What are you focusing on? Because when I was focusing on fear and scarcity, guess what I created? Fear and scarcity. I created, you know, disconnect. I created feeling of unworthy, unhappy. I created loss of financial, of money, bankruptcy, divorce. You know, I created all these things because that's where I was focusing. So your mind is like, oh, your thoughts are here. Let me go and prove you that your thoughts are right. Let's create that. Yet when I switched my mindset and go to love and abundance, then guess what my experiences are? I see how loved I am by my family, by my friends, by my coworkers, by the beautiful girlfriend that I have who's so selfless, who's given her heart to me, who for the past 3 years has been living with a man, with another child that's not her son, and loved that son as if it was hers. And, you know, got a young boy at 6 years old, and she's been loving him, even when he's made it hard to love, to for her to love him. She's still doing it, and she's doing all this because she loves me. So what is it that our thoughts are focusing on? Catch yourself and try to shift them. Start with baby steps, looking for some way to validate yourself, to say, wow, look how good I am. You know, what could it be? Oh, I went to the gym today, or I cooked dinner for myself tonight, if you don't normally cook, or I was able to get to work on time and be prepared for my meeting at whatever time, 8 a.m. Whatever it may be, shift the mindset. Going back to commitment, I just want to share a quick story on commitment. And just to see how, like, when you get no shit stand committed, I mean, committed to the point that picture right now a tree in the middle of a rapids and the water is flying at you, but the tree is a stand and it's just standing there taking all the water, pounding against that tree, and that tree doesn't move. That's what I'm talking about, commitment. You have to be like that tree. You need to be a stand. And if you be a stand for yourself, then you will create whatever it is that you desire in your life. I have no doubt about that. Because I am starting to create that right now, today in my life. I want to share a story. About 2 weeks ago, it was my girlfriend's birthday. Her birthday is on a Saturday. And again, I am madly in love with this woman. It's her birthday. I want to celebrate her. Her birthday is extremely important to her. So she gets to be celebrated. And we go out and have a good time and do whatever it is that she would love to do on her birthday. Yet that same day, my cousin, who I also love very dearly, was doing the second part to a training workshop. He was doing the second part to this training workshop. And it was on the day of my girlfriend's birthday. So when I come and bring up the conversation with my girlfriend, she's, you know, at first is adamant, like, no, I don't want to do it on my birthday. I want to go out. I want to have a good time. I want to celebrate myself. And I was resistant. I was like, how can I make it all happen? Yeah. If I went to the fear base and scarcity base, not enough, I can't do it, then that's what I would have created. But no, I stood like that tree in that river, and every day I was challenged. And in the past, I would have pushed it on her. I would have, you know, my way or the highway, created a big fight, probably disrespected her. For what? If I love this woman like I say I love her, what type of fucking man am I to say I'm, you know, to disrespect her? No, you don't do that. When you love somebody, you stand. And that's what I did. I stood. And no matter how fast those rapid waves were coming, I stood. And I loved into that woman every single day. I celebrated her from Monday to Sunday, that week of her birthday. I made her feel important. I made her know how worthy she is, how loved she is. Not only by me, but by every single person in her life, by her family, by her friends, by the community that loves her. And she got it. She got it halfway through the week. When I was like, I surrendered to the process. If I couldn't make it to my cousin, I was like, you know what? I won't make it. We'll do whatever it is that you want. When I surrendered, then the most beautiful thing happened. My beautiful girlfriend was like, babe, let's make it all possible because we get to celebrate me and be there for your cousin. And that's what we did. And it was a magical week. But I was so committed to having that. That is exactly what I created in my life. So that's what I mean by commitment. When you come from that type of commitment, you get whatever it is. You will create whatever it is you desire. I believe that if we all drop from our headspace and get out of that doubt, fear conversation and really got committed to living life from our heart, then everything is possible. In our heart, that's where love is. That's where we have access to every way of being. Whether it's compassionate, whether it's loving, whether it's patient, whether it's forgiveness, whether it's powerful, whichever way of being you need to access in our heart, living life from there, that's how we're able to access it. And if we live life from our heart space, then we're going to create an extraordinary life. Anything is possible. And my desire is to reconnect every human on this planet to live life from their heart space. Because if we do that, then I believe we're going to create peace in our lifetime. We will create love, connection, abundance. We're going to create a state of euphoria in this world. And that's what I'm committed to creating. Yet, by choosing to let fear run your thoughts and thus create your reality, then what are you creating? What are we creating in this world? Disconnection, racism, mass shootings, abuse, rape, war? Is that the life you want to live in? Is that the planet Earth that you want to live in? Because I don't. And I sure as hell don't want my son or any future children of mine growing up in this world like that. No, I'm committed to creating love, peace, happiness, abundance. I'm committed to connecting you to your heart. I am committed to reconnecting you to your heart. Let that sink in. Touch your heart and feel it. Feel the heartbeat. You can feel it. If you really focus, you can hear it. That's you in there. Love. Light. Peace. That's what I'm committed to creating. What are you committed to creating?